What's up, everyone? I'm Alexander.
And this is Jasmine. And this, everyone, is your voyage into the Unfiltered Mental Health Podcast to get you and your loved ones emotionally unfucked.
Mm-hmm. Now, quickly before we get started, remember, we're not doctors, medical professionals, or anything like that. We're just people. And if you're easily offended by colorful language and sometimes TMI, as well as a 7-month hiatus, may not be the podcast of choice for you, but it's been a while.
It's been a very long while. Yep.
So today we're gonna do something slightly different, where it's just kind of general updates where we're at, where the podcast is gonna go, as well as talk about a subject that kind of works its way really well into what we're gonna talk about: insecurity.
Bloody good. We've all got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But real quick, though, kind of something in the future is we're going to be bringing some other people on the podcast to interview. They'll talk about their stuff. Don't want to get too much into it, but it'll be kind of cool, I think. Jasmine's got a friend. And then, of course, she's been talking to some other people as well. So,
yeah. So we're going to have a couple of other people that come on in, share their expertise, and hopefully have some colorful language too to contribute. Otherwise, I'll just drop some, you know, F bombs, you know, fuck this, fuck that in the middle, just so you guys are taken care of. Don't worry. I got you. I got you.
But also, we're going to do something new that I very much stole from a YouTuber I like. We're going to play rock, paper, scissors. And if you lose, then you have to subscribe to the channel and give us a 5-star review.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So Jasmine is going to start us off, and she's going to play rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And we're going to win a whole bunch of subscribers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Boop, 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 go.
All right. What'd you choose?
I got rock.
Rock. Damn. That means if you chose paper, well...
We can still be friends.
But if you chose scissors, if you chose scissors, however, well, you may have just lost to a pre-recorded recording.
Right.
And anyways, yeah, there's a million subscribers right there. I can already feel it.
I can feel it too. Do it.
Yes.
Even if you picked paper, just do it, because you're like, man, you guys are the shit, man.
Exactly. But today we're going to talk about insecurities, as well as, like I said, give a kind of a update. You know, it's been a while for us. I apologize for that. It's mostly my fault. Good old life shit.
But, well, it's my fault too. I mean, but yeah, mostly yours. You're right.
Well, thanks. Thanks. The underside of that bus tastes really amazing. Appreciate it.
But it was a high speeding bus. It's all good.
Yeah. Quick and painless. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about insecurities today. I did a lot of research into like Google Trends and stuff using Ahrefs. Love them. They're just too expensive. I can't afford them, but I do get their little trial every once in a while. But we're going to talk about insecurities, kind of how to deal with them, as well as just how it affects you, really, because insecurities can cause you to do a lot of crazy shit sometimes.
Man, no kidding.
But so I guess I'll start us off. Insecurity will kind of eat at you a little bit. And one way to deal with that is just to kind of take a step back. Like, it's very cliche advice and very advice you've probably heard a million times already. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it really does help to just take a breath, slow down, step back, and that'll help you just kind of slow down. Like, if you've watched a couple of our episodes with hypnotherapy, for example, you'll notice and remember that a lot of higher energy or higher frequency energies, such as anxiety or insecurity, live in the chest. Mm-hmm. And so taking a second to just step back and breathe helps you get back into the stomach a little bit.
Yep. Everything's about, you know, frequencies and energy and power, and we have the ability to control it. It's just a matter of understanding it better.
Change your physiology, if you will.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. But so like talking about insecurities, I've moved, cheap place, not the best place. It kind of sucks, honestly, but I finally got Wi-Fi and I finally got the motherfucker to work properly, which is really nice.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. But it's also cold as balls in here.
I'm sorry.
It happens. But yeah, we're kind of getting back in the swing of things, so I apologize for that. But yeah, insecurities, how to deal with insecurities, I guess. Again, stepping back, taking a breath, trying to recenter yourself, breathe into the gut so you can get that peaceful, relaxing, tranquil energy, as well as like the fear of dealing with things. Like a lot of people get anxious because they don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So just after you take a second, it's like, say you're having trouble with bills. That's a common one for me. You just kind of say, okay, so if I don't get enough hours at work, this is something I can do instead. This is what I can do, or I can do this. If this happens, then I'll do that. That alone will kind of give you a sense of power, or rather, well, not just power, but also kind of like getting rid of the unknown a little bit.
Right. Just giving you a little bit more control over mm-hmm. things. And we all like control.
Yeah. And so once you get rid of that, like that mystery, it gives you a sense of footing that you can kind of propel off of. So maybe with social anxieties, it's a little bit easier to talk about since that's kind of my forte, would be, you know, if you feel like you're going up to talk to someone, or maybe you make a joke that doesn't quite land very well and it's suddenly getting awkward, you can actually just point out that awkwardness.
Yeah.
And it usually releases tension because insecurity is a type of tension. So if you're feeling it, other people are probably feeling it as well.
See, that's the thing. And I mm-hmm. think that social media in general has just blown this whole thing up like crazy, because there are people that hide behind their laptops and think, oh, I'm God, I can say whatever the fuck I want to say. And all it takes is one little comment to make somebody feel insecure about everything. Their entire life could be questioned, could be put in question based on one fucking comment that they got, you know? And everybody's dealing with this right now, you know, adults, kids, especially kids, God love them. I have a 15-year-old, so I know she's going through her own anxiety issues and things like that. And it's insane now. It's blown up like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not fun. But anyways, we kind of got down a little bit there. How do you like to deal with insecurity, I guess, Jasmine?
Well, I like to kick it in the ass and be like, bitch, get the fuck away from me again, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, in all seriousness, it happens, and it's a pain in the fucking ass. But man, nothing motivates me more than hearing something like that. And yeah, I do go into my depressive state or whatever and feel like, man, fuck this shit. You know, why am I even bothering with this stuff? Why am I allowing this to bother me? What can I do to overcome this? What can I do to come out of this? I'll give you a great example. Someone that at one point in time I loved very, very much and very, very deeply told me I was starting to look like my mom. And oof. Although that's not, you know, like I didn't take it as I actually did take it as an insult, mainly because of the way that this individual had said it and the way that I knew I looked in certain pictures at that point in time. And I was just like, dude, what the fuck did you just say to me? And initially I was like, what the fuck? I was mad and whatever. And then I was like, man, to a certain extent, it was right, because yes, I was. But at the end of the day, it's like, why the fuck would you say something like that to me, you know? Mm-hmm. But it fired me up, and it fired me up to a point where I was like, oh fuck no, never again. And I just made sure, and I still look like my mom, don't get me wrong, and I love my mom, my mom's beautiful. It's just in that moment I was starting to look like her the way she looks right now. In this day and age, when she's woken up first thing in the morning, her hair is all disheveled and everything, and, you know, not just looking her greatest. Mm-hmm. And I fixed it. I was like, no, never fucking again. Don't even fuck with me about that. Yes, I do look like my mom, but I do not look like my mom first thing in the morning. All disheveled and looking all funky and super old and everything. I was like, fuck you. I got control over that. And I took care of it. So yeah. I just, you know, did whatever I needed to do to overcome that particular insecurity that I was, you know, forced to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But it helped me fix everything about myself and say, I'm not going to let that happen again.
Mm-hmm. And that's an aggressive way to go about it. But I mean,
and are you surprised by that with me?
No, if that's your style, go for it. But
oh man, that's just how I roll. Come on, man. Yeah,
motivations are a good way to go about like tackling things, because you'll notice momentum mm-hmm. helps a lot with stuff too. Like if you just start doing shit, like if you're insecure about like maybe going into a business for yourself, once you just start like doing things and learning things, you kind of start to eat away at the mystery or the unknown, and more things become known. And as things become known, they become a little boring at times, but they also become under your power. Cause you know what you're doing, you can navigate your way through things. So yeah, if you're having insecurities, like I said, that's the aggressive way to go about it. Like, I'll give you a perfect example right now. As we haven't recorded in so long, I'm actually feeling insecure about this topic.
I know, right? I just feel kind of out of it too. Like, okay, Alexander, I'm just going to let you talk.
Shut
up. I don't know what to say.
And as I'm talking, I'm noticing insecurity is like a big topic. And there's lots of things you can be insecure about. You can be insecure about, like I mentioned earlier, social stuff. You can be insecure about things with your body, like you mentioned, or your image, or how you act, or anything like that. And here's the thing. People are so varied. Like, if we go back to social insecurities or romantic insecurities, like there was a guy I did a consultation with who mentioned, you know, his hair was going out, which actually mine's a little thin as well. And like, if you have body insecurities, a lot of times it's not going to matter. Like, if it's something like maybe your nose like is too big or too small or whatever, most people aren't going to notice shit like that. Like, I have fucked up teeth, actually. Like, they're all crooked and shit. Guess how many people have like noticed? Like, maybe two that were in my family, just because they have the same problem.
Right.
You know, hair's thinning. It doesn't look the worst. So it's, you know, you get a haircut to do whatever, as long as you're not doing a comb over. Mm-hmm. Just once you get to a certain point, just go bald.
Just shave that shit.
Yeah. Just go for it. Nobody
embrace,
likes comb over.
Embrace the bald.
Yeah. And those are things that you
hashtag embrace the bald.
Yeah. Yeah. Embrace the bald. But those are things you can't really control about yourself, like your height. You know, some people are insecure about their height. Like, I personally haven't had to deal with that, but it's one of those things that's not under your control. But what is under your control? Well, how you go about your confidence, your swagger, if you will. You can hit the gym and like look really well, or really, really good. I mean,
you can look well things. Too.
Yeah.
You could feel well.
Take control over things that you do have control over. Like, you know, I know some women will obsess over like how their nose looks or their eyes or something.
Oh, I have a big ass schnoz. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy to have it. It's all good.
But it doesn't really matter too much. Or some people like are insecure about, you know, their race or whatever. It's, again, it's something that's outside of your control. So it's one of those things you're gonna have to just confront and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way to do that is to focus on those things you can change. So for example, you have a guy who's, I don't know, 5'5". It's just kind of on the shorter side. And he's also, let's say, 200 pounds, which is pretty fat for that size.
Right.
And he's worried about how he's short, but he can't control how short he is, but he can't control his weight. So if he wanted to do something about like being more attractive, for example, he could learn how to dress better. He could do stuff with his charisma. He can, his confidence, he can go to the gym. There's all these different things that he can control.
Right.
That if you start focusing on that stuff, a lot of the stuff you cannot control kind of starts to dissipate. Don't get me wrong, there are certain things out there that are just like big, and you know, if you have one of those, like, and it's not going to be something I don't want to say tiny, because different people have different, you know, things that they think about, whatever, their body or whatever. But if you have something big, like maybe a hunchback or something, it's pretty big. But luckily we do have surgery. I'm sorry to say that, but if it's that, I mean, you know,
where
there's
are we going?
I have no fucking idea. I kind of want to start this episode over, to be honest with you. Like, I'm out.
No, we're already into it.
Line.
You guys, yeah. If we have to suffer through it, you guys are suffering.
Like, shit, it's been 7 months. But I'm just saying, like, you can get, like, certain modern surgeries are amazing. Just don't go out. Just don't get nutty.
Another example.
But going back to other stuff, like social insecurities, like, maybe you say something really retarded, like I did, that doesn't make sense. If you're just willing to laugh at yourself, it goes a long ways. Like, yeah, I went down a rabbit hole. I didn't know where I was going. Didn't know where I was going at all, actually. But here we are. And yeah, it's kind of dumb. I feel a little embarrassed about it.
No, don't be embarrassed about it. It's fine.
At the same time, like, it doesn't define who I am or what I know, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't.
No. So, and that's one of the things you got to focus on is just, I guess at the end of the day, is just focus on what you can control. But yeah, actually, now that I'm really thinking about it, insecurities is a pretty massive topic. And
yeah, it's huge. We could talk about this as our entire fucking podcast. You know, that's how big this thing is and how big it can be and become. But, it's horrible. And it can consume somebody's entire well-being, you know, just being insecure about one little thing. So, I mean, it's a pretty big topic. Mm-hmm. So we're making a little light of the situation, but not the intention here, because it can be a big deal. So,
yeah. And what I was also going to say is we can dive into like more specifics. So for example, if you want to get into specifics, imposter syndrome is something that a lot of people, like struggle with.
Yep.
And I struggle with too. It's like, I know a lot of things, but there's so much that I don't know. So imposter syndrome, one way to get, I guess, since I brought it up, we can make an episode about it. Probably not this
we
one.
We should do an episode about it. Totally. I've been hearing a lot about it more and more so just over the course of the last 7 months since we've been recording.
Mm-hmm. But we could actually do that on the next one, I guess.
Okay.
But like, yeah, that's our, holy shit, that was an awkward episode.
That was great.
So if you're having just as good a time as us, remember to like, share, and follow the podcast. You know, it helps us out. I promise we do know what we're talking about.
we told you in the beginning we weren't professionals. So clearly, you know, I mean, you were warned from the get-go.
But honestly, I think we're just going to end it there and just get on to the next one. And
that's a good call.
Get over the rough ride and get back to some smooth sailing seas. Let's hope so.
I agree. And definitely leave the a 5-star rating, obviously, because it does help us out, like Alexander said. And lastly, if you want to talk to me, there's a link down below to talk to me or Alexander about, you want to talk to him about amazing de-stressing techniques that we did.
How to bomb a podcast episode like a motherfucker. Got lots of experience in that one the last 15-20 minutes.
Right. And follow us on Facebook. We're on there, which I know none of you probably even go on there anymore, but go on there just to like our page. And we'll think about doing an Instagram, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but maybe we'll do a TikTok someday. Who knows?
Wait, we have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page.
Oh, fuck,
I think I'm the only person that follows our Facebook page. So if we could have come up with some other followers, I would greatly appreciate it.
I totally forgot that we have a Facebook page. I'm not on Facebook, includes,
And then it includes like our email address and stuff. So anywho, it was great talking to you guys again.
Yeah. I'm not even going to do my own plug. Like, I don't even want to plug that episode.
You don't? Okay. Don't do it.
I feel kind of bad. So yeah, Jasmine will have a link for her. Kellenly, I'm not going to have mine on this one. No, fuck that shit. We're going to avoid that one. There's a previous episode. I have my shit on there. If you don't talk to me, and we'll have it on the next one. But yeah, let's
end it there.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace.